Look, there were two awful attacks. One, the man killed, and the other one, a boy mauled at the weekend. He's okay, but I'm sure there are other dog attacks as well. I had a large dog rush at me myself at the weekend. I was on a little country road, little lane, dirt road. The dog was with people on horseback, and it ran at me, barking furiously, as if it was about to attack. Big dog, too. Some sort of wire head thing. Look, I stood my ground and looked at it, and eventually it ran off. It was a coward and a bully, but it shouldn't have been off lead, and it shouldn't have been doing that. This is why I say licenses for people. Draw up a list of particularly dangerous or large or powerful breeds, and if you want one, you need a special license. And you've got to prove that you understand dogs and know how to control them, and you're a responsible owner, not somebody who goes out and buys a pit bull because they think it'll go well with their latest skull tattoo, which is the danger. Hello, Fred.
How are you going?
Okay.
Well, wouldn't councils be able to monitor what kind of a dog you've got through your council registrations?
If it's registered, yeah.
Yeah, well, that would be a good way to monitor you for start, anyway.
Well, what do you do? What do you mean monitor? Do what? Go and check on people?
Well, no, if someone's got one of these supposedly dangerous breeds, well, you can turn around and say, well, okay, your dog's in that category, and they impose extra fees on you or something like that. I don't
Well,
know.
you see, if you've got one of the so-called dangerous breeds, it has to be registered as that, and it's got to wear a special collar, and you've got to have a yard that keeps it in, and all that's fine. All that's fine. But I'm talking about just about, and the more I think about it, maybe it's every dog owner should have a license as a person to prove that, just do an online test or something to prove that they got some idea about how to care for the animal, how to control the animal, and what their responsibilities are. Anybody can go and buy the, even if you do register your dog as a potentially dangerous breed, there's no check on you. And if you've just got out of jail on six serious assaults and think a terrific new weapon is a pit bull.